News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's get the view of Adrian Cavanagh, a lecturer at Maynooth University, the Department of Geography there. Adrian, your own take. Let's start with Sinn Féin just briefly. Why do you think their vote has collapsed in this way?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Sinn Féin. I think, first of all, local elections seem to be a problem for Sinn Féin because Sinn Féin in this election were coming into it with a small, relatively small number of councillors after the very poor election in 2019. So you did probably about over 200 extra candidates on top of their incumbents, well over 200 actually. A lot of those candidates were first-time candidates. Some of them did quite well, but a lot of those first-time candidates struggled. So there was a candidate's kind of candidate experience perspective. A lot of those, and in a lot of cases, you had first-time Sinn Féin candidates going up against incumbent Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, independent Labour candidates.
Incumbency matters in local elections, doesn't it? Incumbency really does matter in local elections.
It really does matter, especially in local elections, because voters park, in a lot of cases, voters park party identity. And you'll vote for your local candidate if they're a good candidate, if, to use the famous term, if they're doing the work on the ground, you'll vote for the local candidate irrespective of parties. Organisation also matters, how good your party organisation is, how many people you can get out to put posters to do canvassing.
Yeah.
Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they know party organisation. But if your party organisation is weak, sometimes it's harder to run an effective local election campaign than it is to run a general election campaign.
A few other issues I just want to ask you about briefly. Who do you think will end up on top in terms of the local elections, Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael? It's looking like Fine Gael has the edge in terms of seats, even though Fianna Fáil at the moment has the edge in terms of percentage vote.
Yeah, it's going to be a close one, really. Back on Saturday, it looked as if the general consensus was Fine Gael would end up with the most number of seats. But then you kind of looked around the country. I think on Saturday, we were probably looking a bit too much at the Dublin figures. You looked around the rest of the country, and there were some places where Fine Gael were struggling. They were losing seats. They lost half their seats in Leitrim, for instance. Councillor now in Manor Hamilton. But it's going to be close. It's probably going to... This could be like a long recount. It could actually go down to the last constituency.
Yeah.
At the moment, Fine Gael are slightly ahead of Fianna Fáil. Fine Gael are on 214 seats. Fianna Fáil are on 204 seats. There's another 126 seats to be filled. So those numbers will be added to. But best guess estimate, probably both parties maybe around the 240 seat level.
That's a lot higher than people are predicting. Very briefly, do you have a rough tally for where you think independents will end up?
Independents is an interesting one. Last time around, the one over 200 seats. This time, the official non-party candidates might be below 200 seats this time, but that's because a number of what we call normal independents have now moved and joined all these other new micro-parties. Independent Ireland's probably the most successful of these because they picked up a number of seats.
So it's still a long way short. It's still a long way short of the 300, Adrian, that some people were forecasting they would win. A long way short of that.
Yeah, I think sometimes people can overestimate it. The independents and others grouping will do well, but they had a lot of candidates and they have a big percentage share of the vote, but there's also over 750 candidates in this grouping. And that's a lot of candidates to spread out the vote. So some independents and others candidates have done very well, some very, very well. But you have a lot of other candidates in this grouping who have been winning just over 100 votes, less than 100 votes.
Okay.
So it's a very mixed grouping.
Adrian, we will leave it there. Adrian Cavanagh, lecturer at Maynooth University Department of Geography.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.